opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Today, the 17th of June, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room if you'd like at KCNR1460.com. And, good morning, Jared. What is the national day today?
Good morning. It is Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Eat Your Vegetables Day. Yesterday was Fudge Day.
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
A little
combination. You know what? And I have to say this, even though he doesn't want me to. Today is Jared's birthday. Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, Jared.
You've been working with us for how long now?
6 years.
6 years. And you have just been a mainstay for us. You're, you know, do our baseball, football, you know, doing every day now. You've just been a joy to work with, too, buddy. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's 80 degrees in downtown Reading. It's looking for a high today of 110, mostly clear. Low this evening is only going to be 76. On Friday, we're looking for another high day of hot 110 degree. Friday night, 76. On Saturday, cooling down just a bit to 109. And Saturday night, it's 76. And on Sunday, 107, Sunday night, 74, Monday, 105, and down to 70 at night. And then on Tuesday, we're going to kick down a little bit, get back into the 90s. Looks like it'll be in the 90s and 60s in the evenings for the next foreseeable future.
When?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. So you got a hot weekend coming up. Please watch those animals and people, and don't leave things in the car, and don't walk your dogs if your feet would burn on the pavement. Weather as always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, today we have Shasta County DA, Stephanie Bridget, and we always welcome Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning. But you brought a guest today, and I'm really kind of excited about that.
I did.
Because you brought with you Sacramento County DA.
Yep. This is Anne Marie Schubert. She is currently the elected district attorney for Sacramento County, and she is here to just be a guest throughout the day and meet with some people here in Shasta County and kind of spread the word on some exciting things that she is doing right now.
Well, welcome
to our
show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate
it very
much.
Tell us a little bit about Anne Marie Schubert.
I'm Anne Marie Schubert. I'm probably a lot like your DA here. I've been a career prosecutor for 31 years. I grew up in Sacramento, and I've had the fortune of being the DA of Sacramento since 2015. Love my job. Grew up in the trenches, and
that's with like 67 or 68% of the vote, too, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Something like that.
No,
I looked it up. It's something like that.
Yeah. The outcome of the election?
Yeah.
I say this, and I mean this in all honesty, is I'm just the real deal. I do this because I love public safety, and I believe very much that everybody deserves to be safe in their communities.
What got you into, you have your law degree, and what led you into the prosecution side?
I say this, and it's true. I went to law school for the wrong reasons. I just wanted a decent job when I got out, and, you know, something that I could just go work somewhere in the private industry. And along the way, I interned in a courthouse, and I got bit by this thing called the public safety bug, and I realized that there's probably nothing more noble than being a public servant and somebody that actually stands up for victims and holds people accountable and makes sure that our communities are safe. So I never looked back, never did anything different. Have just had a fabulous career. I feel very, very fortunate that I'm passionate about what I do.
Well, right now, California, for the last few years, has been going through this strange mindset of turning criminals loose. AB 109, Props 4757, but now It's like we're not only emptying prisons, we're closing prisons down.
Well, I mean, if you have a goal of closing prisons, the best way, I guess the easiest way to do that is to actually let people out. And we're at a point now, I mean, since 2011, we've cut our prison population by 50%. We're now well below what they call the federal cap. So we're about 90,000, and it used to be about 180. And I think in your DA, I'm sure, will attest to this, these are very dangerous people. These are we're at the point where anybody, you know, people don't go to prison for possession of drugs anymore. That's not true. So this misnomer is out there. So the people that are left are individuals that have either very violent histories or very violent current crimes. And so when we're starting doing the wholesale release of inmates that really haven't seen the rehabilitation they need, that's dangerous for all of us. It's not fair to the victims, and it's clearly not fair to this community.
Well, Stephanie, we've seen this right here in town. You know, the fact that even though the crime rate, I think partially due to COVID, has dropped, which has been dropping for a while, but we're getting our share of these, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. We actually are in the process of trying to get exactly what our numbers are, and we're going to be coming out with that sometime soon. But we've just preliminarily looking at our numbers, we have had so many people that have come back into our community from the state prison level, and they are committing new crimes. These are people who should have done lengthy sentences, and they're, you know, serving a fraction of their sentence, getting out, and now reoffending, re-victimizing people in our community.
Well, Ann, what can you do as the Attorney General? Because how big a stick do you swing on something like this?
Well, the Attorney General is essentially the chief law enforcement officer of the state. So while Stephanie and I are the law enforcement officers for our counties, the AG has the ultimate authority over all offices. And I think one thing that's important is when you talk about is crime is going down here, which is great, but it's not going down in urban cities. It's not going down in most of California. It's actually spiraling. Violent crime is very, very bad right now, and illegal guns. And you've got all this whole, as I call it, the tsunami of things like EDD fraud and guns on our streets and homicide rates.
I want to get to this EDD scam. You know, we're going to have to take a break in a few minutes, but I really want to talk about that. If everybody remembers who Scott Peterson is, he's the POS that killed his pregnant wife and, dropped her off in the ocean and all that and was found guilty. And he received money from through the EDD.
Well, a claim, I always clarify.
Oh, okay.
There was a claim filed under his name. That doesn't mean he got it. It means somebody, either himself or somebody else, and it may well not be him. But there was 35,000 claims made in the names of inmates. Now, we know there's a large number of inmates that actually are part of this scheme.
How were they able to make the claim? Did they file through
they have people on the outside, or unfortunately people have illegal phones in the prisons, and so they're either doing it within the prison walls or they're having their friends and family and cohorts, and it is a massive amount of fraud that is absolutely, in my opinion, a direct link to why we have so many guns on our streets, because we're basically paying people with the government funds, and it's not like they're going to go out and get a job.
Yeah.
Well, we need to also talk about, there's like three or four, yeah. But as the senior law enforcement, the one who's going to be in charge of keeping the trials going, and can you, is it a mindset that you tell your prosecutors to be, you know, we are going to prosecute these, because we all know down in L.A., the district attorney down there, you know, he's getting votes of no confidence from all the law enforcement people, but it doesn't seem to make any difference. Can you roll in at the state level?
Yes, you can. I mean, ultimately, the attorney general has the power to step in if a DA is abusing their discretion. So, like in L.A., when you talk about L.A., you have a DA, I don't really even like to call him that, but you have somebody that was elected, and he now doesn't even send prosecutors to parole hearings. Doesn't matter how dangerous. You can have a serial killer coming up for parole who's vowed to kill again. He's not sending anybody there. He's not going to oppose it. And that's very dangerous, and you're abandoning crime victims. And so the AG has the power to say, and I've said this, listen, we're not going to abandon people. If we have to step in and do the job that the DA is failing to do, we're going to do that. So that's something that is a very important thing, and we're seeing it in not just Los Angeles, but we're seeing it in other counties in California, too.
Well, San Francisco, I think, is doing some strange things like that, too. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry.
I miss those two.
Hi, Trish. Four Winds Jewelry. It's been they've been with us since the beginning of our station here, 11 years ago, going on 12. Four Winds Jewelry are just great people, Rebecca and Henry. They'll help you design that special piece of jewelry if you want to make for your loved one or for yourself. Nobody else has a great selection of jewelry.
Always. It's like a candy store. They make wonderful things for you if you go in. They're the only watch repair in town. If you're going to get a watch fixed, it's going to end up there, so you may as well start there. And they just take their time to be sure that they make all their customers happy, walk out with something beautiful.
2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget and the Sacramento County District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert, and who's running for Attorney General of the State of California. Already, I kind of like what she's saying here when she says turning people loose that are dangerous criminals and putting them back on the streets. And where are those streets? Well, those streets are in Shasta County in some of the cases. We'll be right back.
County, my name is Kathy Steinbrook, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickard, and Chimente. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
You can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at ShiningCare.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your life. lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
How do you look into the desperate eyes of your 15-year-old and tell her no, she cannot play basketball because you refuse to have the school test her once a week when she's perfectly healthy? It's not easy, and it pained me to give my consent because I could no longer bear canceling one more thing in her life. Parents, none of this is temporary. Join me, Melody Fowler, in recalling our Board of Supervisors who refuse to terminate our local emergency order. Join recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Black. Good morning, everybody. It is the 17th of June. It's 80 degrees out there already?
Yeah.
Come 80, on.
80, 81 already, and it's going to get really, really,
really
warm.
Really,
yeah, 110.
Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Compass Sports Cards at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. It's your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia featuring baseball, basketball, football cards, all types of sports memorabilia down there, and the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. I've never gotten a Pokemon card, but that's kind of a big thing. It's open 11 to 6, Monday through Friday. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, located across the street from Hill Collision Center. We're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget and Sacramento County District Attorney Anne-Marie Schubert, who is running for Attorney General, I should say. And Anne has been involved with a lot of things on the cutting edge of a lot of things around here. And the Attorney General, while they don't pass the laws that our Assembly and Senate do, they have to enforce them.
Absolutely.
They absolutely have to enforce them. Okay, Nick, you have a question. Nick?
Yo.
Do you have a question?
Good, I'm on. Hey, Anne-Marie.
Yes,
I've got a question for you. I've noticed that county-wise, state-wise, and federal-wise, that the prosecutors have gotten in the habit of picking and choosing who they want to prosecute and for what crimes, and I don't think that's fair. How can you address that?
Thank you, Nick. Yep.
I think that's, you know, I think that's probably a misstatement. We prosecute people when crime comes to us and the police bring us the evidence. We have sufficient evidence to charge them. That's what we do. We don't pick and choose based upon what your party is, what your background is, what your demographics are. Our application of the law is fair and balanced and across the board.
Okay. That may be true in your county and what have you, but certainly across the United States, that's not accurate. Based on
maybe
Los
people,
Angeles County.
You know how you feel? I see what you're saying. Yeah, I'm talking about people like Stephanie and I who actually...
but the reality is that we're witnessing that all the time. I mean, you've got, if it's on this side of the fence, they're prosecuting everything from stubbing your toe, and on this side of the fence, you can kill somebody, and yeah, nothing to see here. So.
Yeah, there's no question that we have some people that have been elected to office that have an agenda, and that agenda is not to support it's not to support victims.
Well, and basically, what can an attorney general in the state do about that?
Step in and make sure the law is enforced. That's the bottom
line. Equally
line.
Across, and there is where it's so important. We talked a little bit about the EDD. They even shut down EDD during the hardest times for people here because of their lack of ability to get the job done. But then to find out that the scam was going on and it was costing
billions, probably the biggest scam you'll ever see in California history. I mean, if you think about it, it's probably no less than $20 billion. That's essentially twice the budget of the entire Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. So it's an astronomical figure.
What got you onto that? Just be-
Actually, the I think one of your neighbor DAs from Lassen County had sent an email to a group of us and said, hey, has anybody seen this? And we have two prisons, and we started doing a deep dive in Sacramento, and we're like, holy moly. And then we started working with the feds, actually McGregor Scott, and Department of Corrections, and then we got a list, and then spent a weekend looking at all the people, 35,000 people that I prosecuted. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy went to prison for murder, and we got a claim under his name.
Wow. McGregor Scott is a familiar name to Shasta County. He started here as district attorney.
Yes. I know him very well.
Yeah. Great guy.
One of the other things that you were kind of instrumental in and was the DNA. We're starting to work with DNA.
And yeah, I started in the mid-90s, and I realized in probably 1995 that it was DNA is the greatest tool ever given to law enforcement to find the truth, no matter what it is. And I found a very, very... I'm very passionate about it. I love it. I love helping, bringing cases to closure, answers, and it's just had a really good ride.
It can also clear people too.
Absolutely, we've done that. We've worked with other counties and people that have actually been sent to prison in a case out of El Dorado County, and it's pretty cool.
I like the emphasis that you're putting on victims' rights. You don't hear that so often anymore. We've gone through a thing where we're worried so much about the prisoners, and we're worried about so much about their rights, and if they get a fair this and the fair incarceration and all these other things. And it seems to a lot of people that the victims' rights, the people that were impacted by these crimes, are kind of an afterthought in a
they're
lot
not
of
even
cases.
They're not even a part of the equation anymore. And not from our perspective. Obviously, they're the forefront. But in our legislature, in some DA's offices, like L.A. County, when you say that we're not going to represent victims at a parole hearing, that's despicable to me.
Yeah.
And so that's partly why I'm running, is we need balance in the state. And we don't have it. And we've abandoned crime victims. And that is not a justice system that we should participate in. We need to be a balanced system.
One of the things that the Attorney General does is when initiatives and propositions come up, you write the headlines to this, right? The title and summary of it.
Which is absolutely the most important part of the bill, because most people don't read
100%.
The 100%.
Right.
And so often that title is so misleading.
Well, you can look at Prop 47. I mean, you know, the Safe Streets and Neighborhood Act. I'm like, okay, that was the biggest con job in California history.
There you go.
It just is. I mean, it is such an important role as the Attorney General to be fair and independent. And I think what we've seen over years, and which frustrates many groups, whether it's law enforcement, the business community, is how you write those, because they can be very outcome driven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the job of the AG. The job of the AG is to write it fairly so that it is a fair title and summary, so people can understand what it means.
Accurately understand what a yes-no means and what a no vote means.
Right.
Quite often they're written in such a manner that we tend to think, well, if we don't know about it, just vote no. That may be the wrong way to go, because that may put into practice exactly what you're trying to avoid.
I've read those before, and it is such...
Like the headline in a newspaper.
It is such an art to write it so that it's misleading.
Right.
I mean, it's like you must, you know, they must be paying Hollywood writers to give the description of it that has nothing to do with reality. Like you said on that one proposition, the safe streets and schools.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we turn loose, you know, thousands of prisoners over that. But the turning loose of the prisoners now that we've gotten to the point where if they committed a crime with a gun, or if they were, now we're talking sexual assault people, or people in there for very violent crimes are being turned loose. What is the, how can they do that? I mean,
well,
how do they do that?
Well, there's Prop 57, which was passed a couple years ago, and was billed as the Public Safety and Rehabilitation Act, and that title and summary says that, you know, it made it very misleading. Basically said early release for nonviolent offenders. Well, they're not telling the public that domestic violence and rape of unconscious and human trafficking are violent, nonviolent crimes. So the Prop 57 gave the Department of Corrections very significant power to what we call enhanced credits. And so that's what they're trying to do right now. That's why people like Stephanie and myself are challenging that, because they didn't have any hearings to say, well, is this a good idea? Should we let 76,000 inmates out early? Murderers, rapists, and child molesters. So we're fighting this because if we don't fight it and victims don't fight it, nobody's going to fight it. And then ultimately corrections gets to do whatever they want to do.
And this is kind of, you know, this is interesting, too, that we've turned loose so many prisoners, and now we're shutting down prisons. I used to think, I've always been told, was that the prison guards union was just, you know, untouchable. They were so strong. And did I misunderstand that?
I don't think it's a matter of whether they're strong or not. I mean, you know, they have a very vocal association. It's a matter of, you know, who's in power and what is your who's your base, basically. Who's your base? And so the base right now, I think, of our leaders, particularly the appointed attorney general, is the people that are really pro-criminal, not supporting crime victims' rights. I mean, listen, most people that go to prison are coming out. We all have to recognize that. We have to give them the rehab that they need. But they're getting credits right now for basically doing nothing. As I say, sitting there, you know,
not killing,
doing
somebody,
nothing,
or
not hurting somebody,
apart.
And that's like me telling my kid, well, you got to earn your allowance, but if you do nothing, I'll still give it to you. I mean, that's kind of how it is.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the whole idea behind the prison system is rehabilitation. I know at San Quentin, there's well over 100 programs. Ranging to help people. I mean, there are people going in there for long periods of time. They're getting their college degree. There's all these things were going on. But they participated in it because it was going to help them when it came to a parole hearing. But now, have to do that. They don't have to do anything.
The idea is that they go in, you give them a way to make a living and become a contributing part of the society, and then when they come out, they don't re-offend.
Right.
But if they just sit in there and do nothing and are released early, you haven't changed anything. They come right back out and do the same thing again.
Right. And there are programs that they can get even more credits for. So if they do the programs, and that's all positive, but our biggest challenge is, one, you're giving credits. I mean, 50%. You go to prison. So Stephanie convicts somebody here, sentenced them to 10 years in state prison. We had one in Sacramento. A guy kills a CHP officer in a pursuit. And the guy was sentenced to 10 years. He got out in just barely 3. I mean, that's devastating to those to that family, and that's not a balanced system. So that's why we're challenging this, and we're trying to raise our voices and say this is not right. What's happening here?
And they trot out that occasional person that got a minor charge and ended up in jail for a long time, and that's the pitcher postcard that they use to justify all of this letting people out early.
Well, blanket policies are not a good system for criminal justice. That's the bottom line. That's what they're doing in L.A. And when you just say we're never going to file a gun enhancement, that's a bad policy because people are different and every crime is different and everybody's background is different. And so that's why DAs have discretion. We have to look at all the facts to make a decision. You know, what does this person who committed this crime deserve? Some may deserve mitigation. Some may deserve what we call aggravation. But having blanket policy where we're just going to give them all 50% it doesn't have a lot of wisdom in my view.
Well, of course it doesn't. Okay, we have to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. 3 branches, one down in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown the street, down the street here at 1845 California Street, and the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They have been moving local dreams forward since their beginning, and
new one coming in Anderson by the end of the year.
Yep, and you know, it's great when you see a local business.
Oh, we welcome them to the Anderson community.
And it's because they had a lot of Anderson customers, obviously, and looking down there in the South County. Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:33 in the morning, 80 degrees out there. Get ready.
This is Richard and Lori from Shasta County Citizen Journalist, a local independent media source. Public health has been withholding crucial information about the COVID-19 experimental vaccination.
They have refused to track the local injuries and death caused by being injected. Please go to ourminds.com, MINDS.com, or GABGAB.com to review the growing research or call us at 530-962-5168.
I got my COVID-19 vaccination, and here's why. This isn't about gimmicks or sentiment or what commercial I like. This is about facts. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Millions of doses have already been given in the United States, and these vaccines have the most intensive safety monitoring in U.S. history. When you need more information, use a reliable source like the CDC website and get the facts.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Join us June 15th and 22nd from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center
for our COVID-19 Johnson & Johnson Janssen Vaccine Clinic.
This free clinic is for all Wind River guests 21 and over.
All guests who receive their vaccination at this time will receive $100 in free slot play.
To sign up for the vaccination clinic, contact us at 530-339-7452. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Systems, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino.
Details at windriver.com.
River Club card required.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pinnell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I've spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to Rich, the number 4, Reverses.com.
When you make your eye care purchase at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, you'll save $100 off your purchase, plus receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Sight for Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer discounts to seniors and veterans, and do your insurance paperwork. Call today for your appointment to receive this $100 standalone offer. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes, 722-99.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Trish Clark and Carl Bott, it is Thursday, the 17th of June, 7:38 in the morning, 80 plus,
getting mid-80s already.
Yeah, it's going to be up to 100. We'd say 110 today. Okay. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash, in the business for over 100 years. Can you believe that?
You do. You know, that's an interesting story because the family's been there. They've owned all that property there and been giving good service to the community for all those years.
Absolutely, and you can buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free at Quick and Clean. That's where I go get my truck washed. Really, and they're nice people down there.
Soft cloth, yes. They wipe down the car afterwards. It's a really good quality wash.
We're on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. Hey, we're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget and the Sacramento County District Attorney, Anne Marie Schubert, who is running for Attorney General of the State of California. So let's switch over to Stephanie. Stephanie, you've recently forwarded an investigation to Secretary of State, I believe. And people have asked, for comment on that.
Yeah, the only thing I'm able to say is that it is there's a pending investigation and it's been referred to the Secretary of State. I can't comment on any open investigations or anything that we are looking at or any agencies are looking at, and that's all I can say.
Okay. And I can give that answer. I've given that answer to people before.
Well, and people,
there's an investigation.
People need to understand that yeah. In an ongoing investigation on either side, if you were the person involved in it, you certainly wouldn't want information coming out one way or the other either. And so you have to always look at it from that frame, and yeah. You're doing your job. And
well, and the moment you start talking about stuff, everyone's got their opinion, and everyone is going to be, you know, getting in there and saying what their opinion is. And like Anne-Marie was saying, we want to look at things objectively, and that's why if we are in an investigation, we are just going to look at the facts, the law, without any outside influences and make a decision.
Well, you would hope that would be the case.
That's how it should work.
That's the way it should work.
In a perfect world, that's how it would work. Unfortunately, it doesn't always, but we applaud those that do it that way.
Right. And of course, Anne-Marie Schubert, who was elected into the as a Sacramento County DA. This Sacramento sheriff ran. I think he just was reelected.
He was reelected the same time as me. He's on the same cycle. Right.
Okay. One of the things he ran on was the concealed carry permit. That he would issue concealed carry permits.
Well, he has that power.
What's your thoughts on people getting concealed carries?
Well, I think just in the last year, what I'm hearing anecdotally is people are afraid. They're out there. You can't buy guns because they're sold out. Can't get ammunition. It's the law. I mean, it is the law. I think there's definitely an effort, probably by some legislators in Sacramento, to take that power away from the sheriffs. And, people have a right to defend themselves.
So you are an advocate, then, of the CCW?
I think it's the law. I mean, as the AG or as the DA, you enforce law. I don't impose my personal opinions. I'm a believer in the Second Amendment.
Okay.
There you go. I think that's what he was asking for.
Yeah.
Well, it's just that you have elected officials that just, they play fast and loose with the Constitution.
Well, and the problem is we have too many elected officials who feel very comfortable with their Secret Service and their guards and their people surrounding them and taking care of them. They don't want the rest of the community to be armed. Yeah. That's not right. Our we have a constitutional right to defend ourselves and bear guns. And so
that's why we're trying to, and you obviously support that.
I support the Second Amendment. As the AG, you enforce the law. That's what you do.
We mentioned the crime going on down in the urban cities, urban areas down there. And this is all over the country. Right. It's just using the word exploding, but the number of shootings, the number of assaults, all of these. What can the Attorney General do about that? You do anything?
You can do. I mean, again, if somebody's not doing their job, you can step in. But the other part about it is the AG should be a very vocal voice, particularly in our legislature, about these insane bills that are coming through what we're seeing in the halls in Sacramento. I mean, there was a bill this year, I think it's going to die, but basically said if you're on death row or you're doing life without parole, you can get resentenced after 20 years. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is what a jury and a judge decided, and now we're going to force those victims back and traumatize them again. And I'm sorry, they earned their sentence. They were sentenced to this sentence. But those are the types of things that we're seeing. I mean, efforts to get rid of enhancements, efforts to just continue to weaken accountability. And I'm not saying that there's not areas we can make some fixes.
Mm-hmm.
But the wholesale, again, like getting rid of a gun enhancement, people that use guns should be held accountable to a different degree.
And people who support the Second Amendment are so strong behind that if you're going to use a gun in a commission of a crime, you should pay for that. And if it means an enhanced sentence, well, fine, that's great. You're using a gun illegally.
There was a bill pending this year. I think hopefully it's going to die, but where if you went up to somebody and you stuck a gun in their face and you took their iPhone, and it ended up being that the gun either wasn't loaded or was fake, They want to change that to a misdemeanor petty theft. I'm like, are you kidding me?
How the person doing?
Nobody knew, but it's called force or fear. That's what a robbery is. And it's just, again, the uber left that wants to continue to weaken accountability.
Exactly. Yeah, all about the criminals and nothing for the victims.
Does the Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency that seems to be going on forever. Can the Attorney General get into something like that?
I doubt it. I mean, I haven't studied. I mean, it's, you know, ultimately the governor has the constitutional powers and, well, statutory powers to issue these states of emergency. I mean, look what he did on the death penalty. He came in and he put a moratorium on it, and you know, he was king for the day and decided that, you know, he overrode the will of the voters, which is time and time again, and also the orders by judges.
Well, if they're going to override the death penalty, then they ought to take those people out and put them in regular custody so it's not costing us an arm and a leg to keep them in their private little prison.
We did that on Prop 66 when that was passed. I mean, if you look at the history of the law, but that Prop 66 was passed by the voters to basically make some amendments to and fix it, one of which was...
Take them out of their castles.
Save money by not, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Well, did that happen?
I don't know.
Last time I was at San Quentin, my visit there. No, it was a visit. They had, they had 657 people on death row. Something like that. 657. And they were in their own area over there. And the thing that surprised me the most was, over half of them had never been arrested before, and I asked about, and I had them repeat that, but they had committed a crime so heinous, they were given the death penalty by a jury. Do you see that? I mean, and I guess Scott Peterson would be the poster boy for that.
I think you have to, each one's different. The ones we've sent from Sacramento tend to be like, we had a horrible kidnap, rape, murder of UC Davis sweethearts, and that person I think he was from Williams or something. He had a history in Williams, but his name was Richard Hirschfield. Yeah, horrible, horrible record. So some of them have horrible records, and that's why the punishment is what it is. Some of it, it's just, you know, you got these mass shootings or whatever it is. So they're just the worst of the worst. That's what they are.
Okay.
Yeah. Our last death penalty person had a record.
So. Okay. Well,
but not all of our homicides. I mean, we definitely have the people who have no record.
No record at all.
And then,
something happens.
They murder
like that.
One or two, three people is their very first thing.
Wow. Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in a number of different areas. They have the only area hospital with the Da Vinci XI Surgical Robotic Center, and they're in the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Institute. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back. 7:47 in the morning, 81 degrees out there.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Summer takes flight at Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled, educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Lark and Carl Bott. 7:52 in the morning, 6:17 in the morning, and I said this, 7:52 in the morning on the 17th.
Yes, 85 degrees already, going to be up to 110 today.
Guest today are Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, but also the Sacramento County DA, Anne-Marie Schubert, who is running for Attorney General this year. And you're running as a...
Independent, no party preference. Now, people need to understand that, you know, the job of the DA and the job of the Attorney General is really a nonpartisan position. We don't... Politics should not play a role. And I'm running because I feel very strongly that California is in a state of chaos. And I'm not doing it for any other reason, just I love public safety. I have no desire to go do some other job after this. I'm not even sure when the last time we had a real AG was. But for those
the one,
folks,
the one most in our memory right now is not somebody you want to emulate.
No.
So you don't want to become vice president?
No, I want to actually just do the job that people elect you to do.
Well, that would be nice.
For the general public, not a lot of people, we talked a little bit about what the Attorney General actually does. Can you give us a more of a capsule of what you're going to be doing after you're elected?
Well, there's a lot of things to be doing, but there's many facets. One of the things that most folks probably don't know is the AG's office runs a crime lab. I mean, I think Shasta's serviced by their crime lab. You know, me as a huge believer in DNA, I really want to turn that crime lab, which is several across the state, into the best in the world. But there's other parts. There's legislative, there's regulatory. You know, there's a lot of organizations that are very frustrated because the AG does not enforce regulations. So they, you know, things like, you know, card rooms or, you know, casinos, those kinds of things that the AG has the authority over. Marijuana is one thing that, you know, hey, it's here, it's legal. But we don't want bad actors. So you need an AG that's actually going to do their job. There's officer-involved shootings is one of the biggest things that's now being taken over by the AG's office. So you need an AG that actually knows what they're doing and actually has experience, because the current one doesn't have any experience. But you need someone that's going to be fair and independent. And I've had very, very high-profile officer-involved shootings, very, very difficult decisions to make. But the bottom line is that we're elected to do a job, and we're elected to do it fairly and independently and not be outcome-driven.
So the amount of pressure that's being put on law enforcement right now, whether to have a body camera on, whether to, the new rules they're trying to make, have you done everything possible before you have to draw your firearm? Right. I mean, they even tried to change that part, and it was fought by all the law enforcement agencies in the state.
Right.
To make that job harder. Does the your relationship with your DAs, how tight a relationship is that the Attorney General has, or is it?
I think it depends on who the AG is. I mean, I can tell you right now that I feel very fortunate that I have the support for running for this job by overwhelming number of elected DAs, and that's because I've built relationships. They know who I am. I'm not crazy. I actually have lived in this industry for a long time. The AG is a chief law enforcement. I mean, the bottom line is that the one that was currently appointed is cut from the same fabric as Los Angeles County and San Francisco. That's what people need to understand.
Well, and I think regardless of what people think about the state of California, there's an awful lot of this state that really believes in law enforcement. It believes in safe cities and wants to live there. I think if you present that to them,
right.
And I love the support of the city and district attorneys because I think that speaks well. I think your message needs to get out that that's what victims' rights, I think, are the foremost thing in people's minds. They're tired of all the emphasis being on the prisoners and their security and all those things. We really need to get back to what about the victim?
I think one thing that is, all across California in this country, no matter where you live, no matter what your zip code, no matter if it's a city or the rural areas, I'm 100% convinced that everybody wants the same thing. They want to raise their families and live in a community that's safe. And that's why, this whole concept of defunding the police, that's not what communities want. That doesn't help folks. In our urban cities, the people that are impacted by crime are the ones that want the law enforcement. And so I think I think if you ask folks across the state, do you want to get rid of law enforcement? The answer is overwhelming no. Why would we do that? Why would we do that?
The how much pressure can the governor put on the attorney general? You're elected.
You're elected. I guess it depends on who's the AG and who's the governor, but. Whether you are, you agree with things or you disagree with things. For me as the AG, whoever the governor is. I can get along with people I disagree with. I can get along with people I agree with. But I also know what my job is. And I've had a lot of situations as the Sacramento DA where I had a lot of people outside our building screaming at me. And at the end of the day, I'm just doing my job, no matter what that is.
And your authority and are willing to step forward. And take a stand.
Yeah, you have to take a stand. Don't do this job unless you're willing to take a stand. I mean, I didn't run for office to wilt. I ran for office because Sacramentans deserve and Californians deserve a prosecutor that's going to do their job, no matter what, where it takes you. We have opinions about the laws, but if it's the law, it is the law. And that's what our responsibility is.
Well, and as I know, Stephanie, if I've talked before, you have to enforce the law. It doesn't mean you can't work to change it if you feel it's a bad law and get in a coalition to make things better.
Right.
But while it's the law, you need to enforce it.
Absolutely.
And they need to be enforced equally across the board.
The we've been talking with Anne Marie Schubert, who is the Sacramento County DA. And who's running for attorney general?
Yes,
against the incumbent who
the appointed,
the appointed.
Okay, I'm sorry,
appointed,
the appointed one. And we know how that's worked. I'm sorry, did I say that wrong? She's running not as a major party participant, Republican or Democrat, running as an independent. So many people are now putting. They don't say what they are. I think a lot of people are working into that independent side.
Well, we become so politicized. I mean, there's just an extreme. I say this, I feel like we're not the United States anymore. We're divided. And, for this country to work as a democracy, we have to be willing to to listen to all sides. We're so polarized. And for me, in who I am as a person, but primarily who I am as the elected official, I don't want politics entering this job. I mean, I'm not naive to think that you're not running for a political office. I get that. But at the end of the day, Stephanie Bridget is not the DA to be a politician. She's the DA to enforce the law and make this community safe. And that's what everybody deserves in their prosecutor, as a DA, or as the Attorney General.
How do people get a hold of you or support you?
Schubert, F-O-R, for AG.com. You know, for those of you that are listening, you can rest assured that I plan to go to everywhere in this state. I think many folks have probably felt ignored. I'm not even sure when the last time a candidate for AG probably even came up to the North Side.
I don't remember that.
But, you know, for me, it's about all of California. It's not just about the areas that people might think, oh, it's this LA and
there's
the Bay Area.
There's many votes there.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not, for me, it's like I want to show up and tell people why I'm the real deal and why I'm going to win this race.
Okay, Anne-Marie Schubert.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today, and thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah,
for,
thanks for having us. For
on there, there's a number of questions that are still coming in, but we have, a lot of things going on. You all are busy today. There's going to be a press conference later on.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. What time is that?
9:30.
Mm-hmm. So you got here first.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Force religious foster care and adoption agencies to put kids in LGBT homes or lose their contracts. Texas Governor Greg Abbott authorizing $250 million in state money to launch construction of a wall along the southern border.
In response to the federal government's neglect of all of the people who live along the border and the other people who live inland who are facing the consequences because of the spread of drugs like fentanyl, Texas is stepping up and doing more than any other state ever has done to respond to these challenges along the border.
Governor Abbott has invited former President Trump to tour the border, Mr. Trump accepting the invitation. He's expected to visit later in the month. Even though the economy is building strength as the pandemic fades, the number of people applying for jobless benefits increased to 412,000 last week. Wall Street stocks mixed. The Dow down 191 points, the NASDAQ trading 95 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg,
see our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Meadow, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1335. Rec NMLS number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Three top editors and two senior executives of Hong Kong's pro-democracy Apple Daily newspaper have been arrested under the city's new China-backed national security law, detained on suspicion of colluding with a foreign country or external elements to endanger national security.
Some of the journalists that we've been speaking to feel that they're being targeted. There were reports earlier in the month from some journalists inside the newspaper that they'd been warned that Apple Daily would further be targeted and maybe even be raided or even closed. So the journalists that I've been speaking to, they feel that this is not just an attack on the pro-democracy movement, but there seems to be, in their words, a shift here. It seems that the media itself are also being under attack.
The BBC's Danny Vincent says the newspaper's founder, Jimmy Lai, is imprisoned for taking part in 2019 pro-democracy protests and faces multiple other charges as well. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The House votes to make Juneteenth a federal holiday.
One day after the Senate approved a bill to make the celebration of the end of slavery in Texas the 11th federal holiday, the U.S. House approved the measure and sent it to President Biden's desk for signature. Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee wrote the bill. She explains to colleagues its relevance.
This bill and this day is about freedom.
Republican Clay Higgins of Louisiana thinks the name of the holiday should be changed.
Why would the Democrats want to politicize this by co-opting the name of our sacred holiday of Independence Day?
The holiday is traditionally celebrated on June 19th, this Saturday.
It's correspondent Bernie Bennett. Former President Trump weighing in on the Biden-Putin summit. Mr. Trump calls it a good day for Russia. And he tells Fox News' Hannity, we gave a very big stage to Russia. We got nothing. Again, on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 198 points, the NASDAQ 96 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios with KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 8:05 here on the 17th of June. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm and it's National Eat Your Veggies Day.
It is.
But it's also...
It's also apple strudel day.
Well, there you go.
Okay, so you eat your vegetables on top of your apple strudel, and they don't, you know. So yeah. It's also Jared's birthday, so happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, Jared.
Yeah. Thank you.
And Trish is here.
Yeah, it's 83 degrees as we speak. It's getting high today. It's going to be a high of 110. Low tomorrow or this evening of only 76. It's barely cooling down. And on Friday, another hot day, 110 degrees. Friday night, low of 76. On Saturday, 108, cooling down just a bit. Saturday night, 76. Sunday, 107. Sunday night, 74. Monday, 103, and cooling down to 70. And then on Tuesday, only 95 and a low of 68. The rest of the week and for the foreseeable future, it's going to be in the 90s, and that gets to be way bearable. You know, when you hit the 107 and 110 for a few days, 95 just feels fine. We kind of get climatized, I think. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Nice Anderson business down in the South County. I always like to point that out.
Hey, sitting across from me, us, is Mimi Mosley. Good morning.
Hey there. And may I say how skinny you are? Good job. Wow.
He's been really working on it. He won't even eat my banana nut bread when I bring it in.
You know, I had a commanding general in fact, a commandant, but his dad was, his name was Krulak. And Krulak, his father, was a lieutenant general in the Marine Corps. And his name was Brute Krulak. Brute was all of 5'5", maybe.
Wow.
And his son, who became commandant, the head of the Marine Corps, was maybe 5'7", maybe. And his dad told him when he was growing up, he says, you can't control how tall you are, but you can control if you're fat or not. When I got married, I gained like 15 pounds the next day. And so it was time. Yeah. It was time. So,
well, good job.
Well, thank you. I haven't said anything about it, but I don't even know if people notice. Well, obviously
we do notice.
You do notice. Okay. Mostly family sellers.
Yeah.
Used to be right next door to us.
Yeah.
And I missed you moving because you had the cigar room in there and all
right.
that. But it was way too small for
mm-hmm.
you.
It was.
Tell us about Mimi Mosley because you're not from around here.
Oh, yeah.
You are now.
Yeah. Let's talk. I'm originally from Atlanta And when I start talking about Atlanta, then the accent comes out.
It's right immediately. Zoom.
And I remember you telling me one time that you lived in Atlanta for
Decatur.
A short period of time.
Yeah, Decatur when I was in elementary school.
And we knew a couple of the same places, so we could have swam at the same pool.
We could have.
The Venetian.
And the back, you know, and they had that big lake.
Yes.
Remember the big lake?
Piedmont Park.
Piedmont Park, where everybody go in and swim.
Yep.
But my favorite place was called the Varsity.
Yes. Oh,
and
my gosh.
When you hear Varsity, the Varsity was across the street from
Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a big treat.
Yeah.
Dad, and what was the Varsity?
It's a drive-in.
Yeah.
I mean, not a theater. It's a drive-in. And it
hamburger place.
Hamburger, oh, okay.
But
okay.
Hot dogs. And they had chili dogs that were, you know, I got a chance to go back there, I don't know, 15 years ago or something. And I went to the Varsity so I could get one of their chili dogs and their orange drink, which is kind of, it's not orange juice. I don't even know what it is. It's just an orange
drink. It's a secret.
But they sell, I don't know how many hot dogs.
Oh,
but
millions.
That place is expanded.
Yep.
And it is just, it's really a cool place mm-hmm. to go into just to experience it.
Well, Nipsey Russell got his start there. He was one of the car hops. And you could come through and you would have, you know, 8 or 9 people in a station wagon or something, and you would give them your order. They didn't write a thing down, brought everything back perfectly. And there were, you use these little slang terms, like if you wanted a certain hamburger with everything, it was a glorified. And they got everything perfectly. Now, it is a gut bomb. So after you eat it, short amount of time, it's going to release itself. So, and it is still the favorite of so many people. I love it.
Do you know, I remember the days of the drive-ins, though. I worked as a car hop in a drive-in in Twin Falls, Idaho, Town and Country Drive-In. And I remember those days when you'd, especially when it get cold in the winter.
Yeah.
And people would still do the drive-up whole thing. And that was a tough job. But drive-in, that was fun stuff.
That's great.
Well, you know what? I think the only one left, I think, is Sonic, isn't it?
No, there are a couple. There's one on Dibs that's on Hartnell. That's a drive-up. I mean,
drive-in?
They have car hops, I think. Don't they?
Maybe not. I don't think so. I think the Sonic is the only one left.
Sonic's
they had one down in Anderson for a very short time, mm-hmm. The Frosty Freeze that has changed owners a couple times. And they tried it again, and it just was open very short time.
Well, maybe it is only the Sonic.
I thought.
Okay, so how'd you get
that,
out?
That wasn't about me, but moving on.
How'd you get out here, you and Marty? How'd you all
get
out?
Yeah, so we...
and got in the wine business.
Yeah, Marty was in the Air Force, and we started in Biloxi, Mississippi. We were married in Atlanta, went to Biloxi, then went to SAC headquarters in Omaha, where he served the rest of his time, his enlistment. Then he got a job out at Apple Computer in the Bay Area. So we tell people we just kept going west until we ran out of land.
And then headed north.
Yeah. And so then back in 1999, our youngest son, Matt Mosley, Cornerstone Bank, who loves you guys, he moved up here to go to Simpson College. He called his brother and said, you and your wife should move up here. He met a local girl. They fell in love, and then we said, what are we doing in San Jose?
When the kids were up here.
Yeah, and then they started having babies, so we all came up. The sad thing is our oldest son and his wife just moved Tuesday to Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is my husband's hometown. Our son's a flight medic, so he's there, bought a house a block from my husband's grandparents. Oldest son will go to the same high school Marty went to, and I'm heading out on the 26th because I've been crying every day since they left. So,
wow,
gonna go visit what?
Tennessee.
It's a great state.
It's a great state.
Mm-hmm. I love that area. I spent some time down in that whole Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, all that beautiful, beautiful country.
It really is.
My sister lives in Chattanooga. My one of my nephews lives in Chattanooga. The other one across the border there in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And no state income tax. They're friendly to business.
Right.
It's a conservative state still.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, it's, they've got the major corporations have gone to Tennessee.
Yeah.
So let's take a break.
Okay.
And we come back, you know, okay, so you moved up here. Then you got into the wine.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, a little bit. We'll tell more
we'll
in a minute.
We'll talk about this. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. You know, how do you improve your sleep quality? Try to, you know, go to bed at the same time every night. Try to stay off your computer. Avoid large meals and heavy snacks before sleep.
And hope you don't have a pit bull next to you that likes to bark.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That is just, you know, the dog.
Even the Sleep Number. Bed doesn't overcome that.
It says, you know, you can eliminate clutter in your bedroom. And that is absolutely true. You know, we have downsized a lot at our household. And so you don't have clutter in there. And I think it makes people less stressful, more rested. But, of course, what you need, though, is that Sleep Number bed. Rated number 1 and 2 by Consumer Reports in their categories. We just got the new 360 smart bed. And we're, you know, we're still adjusting to it. Our Sleep Number settings, like my Sleep Number setting is 35. And Linda's Sleep Number is 30. Sleep Number setting is 30, which is less than our other bed. But, we also have, you know, the ability to set that bed up so we can read at night. It's a great bed. We can't say enough about it. And you've had a bed.
I've had a Sleep Number bed for many years, probably 20 years. And it they last forever. They're just irreplaceable. And my Sleep Number is consistently about 55.
Well, that's what mine used to be.
You just get a great night's sleep.
Discover proven quality sleep. Save up to $500 on a select Sleep Number 360 smart bed plus special financing. Only for a limited time at Sleep Number stores, which, of course, is over in the Target Shopping Center. Talk to Steve or any of the professionals down there. They'll let you lay all of the beds, and you'll find one you like. That, of course, the special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. 8:16 in the morning, 82 degrees. We'll be right back.
My name is Kathy Steinbrook, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickard, and Chimente. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
You can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at shiningcare.org.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
How do you look into the desperate eyes of your 15-year-old and tell her no, she cannot play basketball because you refuse to have the school test her once a week when she's perfectly healthy? It's not easy, and it pained me to give my consent because I could no longer bear canceling one more thing in her life. Parents, none of this is temporary. Join me, Melody Fowler, in recalling our Board of Supervisors who refused to terminate our local emergency order. Join recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
I got my COVID-19 vaccination, and here's why. This isn't about gimmicks or sentiment or what commercial I like. This is about facts. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Millions of doses have already been given in the United States, and these vaccines have the most intensive safety monitoring in U.S. history. When you need more information, use a reliable source like the CDC website and get the facts.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. Good morning, Trishy.
Good morning.
You know, hey, singing?
Great job with the music.
Yes. Jared, you're going for it, buddy.
Way beyond.
8:20 in the morning here on the 17th, 81 degrees, going up to 110 today. This portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. You know, if you've had it fixing, doing the yard, doing all that stuff, why not give Brian a call at 238-5981. Go on down there. Take a look at River Commons because it is the premier retirement community in the North State. Beautiful accommodations. You can keep your pet. Gourmet chefs, activity directors, transportation if you want it, but you don't have to take it. And this is for active seniors. This isn't an assisted living facility. This is River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. I may go down there today.
After my last night's lack of sleep, maybe that's where I need to live.
We're here, Trish and I are here with Mimi Mosley of Mosley Family Sellers, and we're talking about, you know, Mimi's grew up in Georgia and met Marty, and he was in the Air Force, and ended up out in California here at Apple, where he worked there. But the kids, Marty Mosley, Matt, who everybody knows, I think.
Yes.
Moved up here first and got his brother up here.
Yeah.
And then the families were up here with the grandkids. And here came Marty and Mimi.
Yeah, and we were sitting in San Jose. Who would want to do that?
that's where I moved from.
Yeah.
When I moved from Idaho.
If I never see San Jose again, it'll be okay.
That's okay.
How did you get in wine?
Well, Marty, we drink a lot, so Marty and a buddy of his decided, you know, we could do this, we could make this stuff. So he started in our garage, which next to the paint thinner and the gopher killer and the grass killer, and made the wine there, and then we moved up to Redding, and he brought everything with him, and people said, gosh, you should open a place. And he said, okay. So we got a little bit bigger. As we said, we used to be next door to the station here. And then
had it fixed up very nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. And then we found a place that we could put the winery and the tasting room in the same place. So we moved up to the Mountain Lakes area in the Caterpillar Industrial area.
And where are your vines?
We do not grow our own
grapes. We buy the best quality grapes from the best wine regions, California and Oregon. We pick those grapes up, bring them back to Redding, and do everything from the crush to the bottle there. But we've discovered, I blame everything that goes wrong on COVID, but we discovered during COVID that we were too big. We were at about 5,000 cases a year production, and that was we were unable to keep up with that once COVID hit. So we're downsizing.
I was going to ask you about that because I've been noticing on Marketplace that I was getting a bit panicky. I'm glad to hear you're just downsizing and not closing or something.
Right.
That's good news.
We are, well, you know, when you have a big warehouse, you start putting things in it that don't necessarily have to do with your business. We have a lot of stuff. And
well, no, the room, an empty room will be filled up.
Yes.
And the more room you have, the more stuff you accumulate.
Yes, build shelves and they will immediately fill.
That's right. So I'm selling a lot of stuff and we're going to move our production into what was our barrel room. But we've got to do a lot of bottling and we've got to sell a lot of wine to make room for those wines that are about to be bottled. So it's a lot of really good red wine coming up. So
fantastic.
We're so excited about that.
Well, you know, and you also, I don't know if you still have, but you had events out there that were just spectacular.
Yeah, we're probably not going to do the events because with that space, we need that space.
Okay.
And it's about an additional 12,000 square feet that we're going to release. And it'll just help keep us alive. You know, when you're... What COVID taught a lot of us is that we've got to make sure we're doing things to the best of our ability with what our costs are. And so people in Redding have been so good to us to keep buying wine throughout COVID. But we just realized our space was just too big. And we're going to downsize and no more parties, but maybe out on the lawn. We'll talk about that later, a lot of the music on the lawn, but.
Yeah. Well, COVID has had such a big impact.
It has.
And yet we were here, this county for the longest time was, you know, it was like we had dodged the bullet.
Yeah.
I mean, we really did.
We did.
And, you're a business person and you just said that, we saw it, it impacted on us, it's impacted on, a lot of local businesses. I don't see it impacting on, you know, the major chains because they didn't have to close.
Right.
A lot of our small businesses got hit really, really hard.
They did.
And a lot of them are just simply not going to reopen.
Right.
Well, you know,
and that's sad.
It is sad.
And you and Marty have been leaders in this community. In fact, I remember one time they had, were we Citizens of the Year?
No.
It was,
we were up for it, but we...
Well, but you had one thing that the whole thing was about, almost like about the Mosley family, because they were talking about Matt and you all. I remember there was a large event.
Yeah.
That
was actually an awkward time.
Was it awkward time?
It was awkward because we were featured, and then our granddaughter did the opening prayer for the... the meal, and it was like, oh, it was the Mosley show, and we had control over that.
No, I know that, but that was, but don't look at it like that.
Yeah.
It was, you know, the fact is, and I thought, wow, you know, if anybody was filming this, they would think, who are these Mosleys?
Right. Yeah, we love Redding, and it just happened that all of these things came together at the same time. And
you give an awful lot to this community.
Thank you.
You are a community leader. The fact is because, and I think part of the unrest that we're having right now is because that we did dodge that bullet a long time, and yet we had to play under the same rules as L.A.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I think the power was taken away. Mm. At some point, Governor Newsom should have said, you know, counties, make up your own minds here. You know what's going on there a lot better than I do.
Right.
But didn't.
Yeah, I wish it had gone that way, but Newsom's a horse of a different flavor, as they say. But that's one of the things, since you brought that up, that there's so much uncertainty with people today, and it's been so hard, but I keep trying to remind people of who we are as Shasta County. We are a generous people. We were voted third most generous city during the car fire.
Yes.
We are a people who care about each other. We are not, I struggle with the animosity and the attacks made on various different groups, and I wish we could all remember who we are. And I went to one of the Board of Supervisor meetings and sat very close to the podium, and I saw how people from both sides, the recall and the anti-recall, would escalate within seconds and were screaming into the microphone. And I thought, this is so weird. And it was ugly. And I thought, I left there feeling dirty. And I thought, this is not who we are. We are not a people who hate our brothers and sisters. And I think we have to remember that all of these people on both parts of that issue are humans. They are our brothers and sisters that live here in this town. And, you know, that's just not who we are.
But at this point, Mimi, I'm hopeful. The recall effort is a right that the people have.
Yeah.
The perception among the community, some of it's warranted, some of it's not. Some of the actions that the board has taken or things they could or couldn't have done that the people expected were not within their power.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, it's come to a point now where everybody needs to take a deep breath.
Yes.
Let this play out.
Yeah.
We're going to gather the signatures. They are. They're going to go through the process. The other side needs to let that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Then they need to make their case why they should not be recalled. But we need to get rid of this attack and try to stop. And
yeah, which is kind of what you just said.
Attorneys let it go forward and finish.
Well, I think it is. I think that the proof in the pudding, as you could say, is they're starting to gather signatures now. They were allowed to gather signatures, of course. Recall is the people's right. People not agreeing with the recall, that is the people's
right
too.
Exactly.
I didn't like when it first said stop the recall. No, I don't agree with stopping the recall because it's the citizens' right to do that. And if you get enough signatures, then it moves forward.
Sure.
And then the people have a chance to vote, and that decides it, and then go forward.
But we need to do it. In a way that it's vicious, and you've seen it, you've never been, you're one of those southern ladies.
I have gotten mad a couple
of
times.
You've gotten mad, but there's nothing in there that says we have to call each other names, threaten. I know where you live, or
releasing people's names and addresses and personal information. Everybody needs to breathe deep and drink good red wine.
I agree. Let's take
a break on
that.
Okay. Hey, today it's not too late. The senior safety, it takes a community symposium, is going down in Wind River. It starts in about 30 minutes. It goes to 2 o'clock, free lunch. It's going to have a keynote speaker, Paul Greenwood, a former DA out of San Diego. They're going to be talking about, key signs of abuse and COVID-related risk, dementia and caregiving, disaster preparedness, public safety power shutoffs. That one really bothers me, only because every time you hear somebody who needs refrigeration, who needs electricity for the machines that they're on, and what is PG&E doing about this? And hopefully they're out there today saying is that we try to, hopefully they're trying to help with that. Anyway, that starts about 9 o'clock. It's free. You can go on down there. And like I said, includes a great lunch. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:32 in the morning, and it's still 80 degrees out there.
83 degrees.
83 degrees, and the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas, Propane, and Anderson-based business.
Exactly.
Great people in there. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Came out west, yeah. Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion
starting April 1st through June 24th.
Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th.
Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th.
And one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit PowerhouseSolar.com.
A bottle of white, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street in our old familiar place. You and I, face to face.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios.
Welcome.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio.
A little early for tasting.
Of KCNR 96.5. Yeah, no, it's never too early. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I wandered into this week and got another great haircut. The best place in the world to get a haircut, in my opinion. Don't call me and complain. It's my opinion. It's a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you can just walk in, get your hair cut, or you can come in early and sit around and chit-chat with everybody now that the GAV has said that it's, you know, the state's open again. Their number is 244-9478. And remember, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold.
Trish and I are here with Mimi Mosley of Mosley Family Sellers. You know, I realized that I've cut out one of the E's in your name through the years. I've got it back, both E's back in now.
Good, thank
when
you.
I was writing it down. And
E's are important in people's names. My name is spelled C-L-A-R-K-E.
Yep.
And so often people don't put the E on and you take it very personally.
You do. After a while, you're
your
just
name
like,
is your name is your
it
name.
It's that hard to write my name.
Right.
I guess so.
Well, yeah. Mimi Mosley's with us and Marty is, he's got,
Marty
he
does,
works.
Yeah, Marty has, he's a information architect guru and one of the best in the country, and he is hired by UMass out of Boston. He's been working there on and off for about 7-8 years, and it's a pretty sweet gig, especially since COVID came, because then he came home and he's worked from home ever since, and so have all of their staff. So this has been nice to have him home. And he really has not been a burden.
Sometimes the 24/7 can be a, okay.
I resemble that. We were, obviously we were very fortunate to be able to stay open. So
yeah,
Linda could get me out of the house. The things that are going on in our city, we talked about the recall and all that. And the fact is that people really need to take a deep breath and step back and say, okay. Let's just let this happen. Let's just do this. If we want to oppose the recall, then we won't sign the signatures, and we can tell people why you shouldn't sign sign the petitions. But let's just do this in such a way. I go back to that BLM that Tuesday, was it a Tuesday or a Thursday, down there on Court Street.
Oh yeah,
when there were hundreds,
maybe
even over 1,000 people there on both sides,
mm-hmm.
and people go. People are like, well, the militia was there and bikers were there and they keep talking about this. And I said, I always ask them, any violence there?
Right.
And they go, well, it was intimidating. I said, was there one punch thrown? There wasn't. We should use Reading as an example of two sides, were there. No violence. They all end up singing the national anthem at the end. And there was no violence.
Right.
And so when I hear this thing, because I get calls from reporters that want interviews, the last one I tried really hard to tell him, look, you guys are concentrating on, if you look at everybody on both sides that's involved with this, it's 190,000 people in Shasta County. You're talking about a very small percentage of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talk about the downtown's growing, that we were the third most giving city, that it's one of the, it's like the fifth best city to start a business in. All of these things that are happening. I said, I just wish you'd say something about that. And of course he didn't. But he did put in there, it's a small percentage, and people shouldn't get wrapped around this thing too much.
Well, it is, but one of the things, and I still have to look at the positive side of what's happening, because we're not unique. The city of Reading or Shasta County is not the only one where there are people getting involved, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason we are where we're at in this United States, is that the people have given up their involvement in government, and it needs to start again right down at the grassroots.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like what's happening in your schools, then you need to be visiting your school board.
Yeah.
If you don't like what's happening at city council, same thing. We need to get reinvested at the local level, and that's happening across the United States.
Good.
People are taking the critical race theory.
Mm-hmm.
They're not liking it in their schools, and they're doing something about it. They're recalling boards. They're recalling city councils school boards. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
The people are getting involved and paying attention to what's happening, because they realize we can't do a lot about what's happening in Washington, D.C., but we can make
a
difference starting down at the local level.
And I've always
felt, I applaud that.
Yeah, I've always felt that, people say things start at the top and trickle down, and I
should
believe
not.
No, it starts in our families. It starts with me first.
That's right.
I have, I think of the great theologian Michael Jackson, who said, I'm talking to the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And it was like, that hit me so many years ago. And it's like, I have to take care of me first.
Mm-hmm.
Then I take work on my family, then my neighborhood, and then you just keep going out. And it will go all the way up. We will.
It has to.
It has to.
It has to at a point. But what you said there, I take responsibility for my family.
Yeah.
And that is so huge because we have gotten so far away from that.
That's right.
In so many places, and I'm not saying in Shasta County, but I'm sure that we're like a microcosm of America here, that the family dinners, the nuclear family, the people that, you know, that take responsibility for their actions, good or bad.
Yeah.
And it seems like we're just getting away from that.
But we get into these, and everybody thinks that's a great saying, it takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah,
my village shouldn't be raising my child. That should be me as a parent.
That's right.
I mean, you know, we come up with these light, nice sayings and everything. Oh, it sounds so good. You really look at that, and mom and dad should be taking care of that child.
Right. I saw something recently on Facebook, and I can't remember what the word is, but it's an African word that begins with a U. It's like this long. And when a young man does something wrong in this tribe, they bring him before everyone. And instead of going, you lousy jerk of a kid, look how you've hurt people, instead they say, this is something you did well. And they remind him of all the things he did well and what a good young man he is, and it's not too late to turn around. And I thought, oh my gosh, I just love that so much. And just quickly, when you were talking about the march on Court Street, I remember the head of that group walking to the police line, and she talked to one of the sergeants and invited him to come walk with them. And I know that guy personally, and he walks into that crowd, and they all came around him, and then they created a line, police officers and those protesting arm in arm. And did that picture make it across the country? No. But I was so proud of our police force and the people of Reading that they chose
of Shasta County. Shasta County, because
County.
We heard all about the militia and everybody from the South County and all of that that were involved.
But it was peaceful, and our police showed themselves to be so strong and empathetic and compassionate, and that's who we are.
That's right.
And we're going to go on a break with that one. You can't beat that one. Hey, if you've gotten older and or you're into sports, if you're like pushing things, like putting your leg over a horse all of a sudden, you haven't done that for a while, you may have strains and sprains or orthopedic injuries. Well, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance down there at 3673 Eureka Way in that shopping center down there, and have physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang take a look at you. They have all the experience in the world. The United States gymnastics team, pro football combines, universities, they can get you back into action. And they know their stuff. Give them a call at 533-5030, 533-5030. Give them a call today. Set up an appointment. That's Pro Rehab Physical Therapy. We'll be right back with Mimi Mosley and Trish Clark.
Just give me a steel guitar, a glass of wine, and let me drink to a love I thought was mine. A love I thought was true to me, but now I'm drinking to a memory. A steel guitar and a glass of wine, while my tears stay glistening.
This is Richard and Lori from Shasta County Citizen Journalist, a local independent media source. Public health has been withholding crucial information about the COVID-19 experimental vaccination.
They have refused to track the local injuries and death caused by being injected. Please go to ourminds.com, MINDS.com, or GABGAB.com to review the growing research, or call us at 530-962-5168.
I got my COVID-19 vaccination, and here's why. This isn't about gimmicks or sentiment or what commercial I like. This is about facts. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Millions of doses have already been given in the United States, and these vaccines have the most intensive safety monitoring in U.S. history. When you need more information, use a reliable source like the CDC website and get the facts.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion
starting April 1st through June 24th.
Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th.
Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th.
And one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
When you make your eye care purchase at Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, you'll save $100 off your purchase, plus receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer discounts to seniors and veterans, and do your insurance paperwork. Call today for your appointment to receive this $100 standalone offer. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studio is at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. If I can get it out of my throat here. And Trish Clark and I are here today. And
I love
Thursday
morning.
I love
it's always
having
such
you
a
here.
Great time to visit with the community. And one of our favorite people, Mimi Mosley's here
absolutely.
With us today. And
absolutely. Mimi, all the things we're seeing downtown, I mean, we're watching.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
watched this grow the way it has, you know, down there with the K2, mm-hmm. and now the new parking structure should be finished here in a few months.
Yeah.
And then the continued building. What's your take on
this? Oh, I love it so much. We were down there last Friday with the grandchildren so they could hear the steam whistle blow at 5 o'clock.
Exciting,
it was so exciting. And then some friends of ours are doing the Art Hunger art show that starts tomorrow. It's going to be pretty amazing. There's over 60 artists, and it's going to be all outside. It's going to be hot, but bring your fan and come enjoy it. They are amazing artists, and it just feels like it feels like somebody breathed life back into the downtown. And I thank Daniel and Alan Knott and all those people for all their efforts, city council, everybody. It's so magical to be down there.
Well, you talk about a community come together. You got business people. You had the McConnell Foundation.
Yes.
You have a number of other groups down there, Viva Downtown, mm-hmm. and that group. You know, the fact if you drive around town, all you see is people. You know, the streets being worked on,
yeah.
which I love.
Yeah.
The trail system.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Yes. You know, some people are saying, "Oh, it's such a pain." You know, like I was not in favor of taking California Street here and making it and bringing in a lane. I just wasn't. I said it's going to be horrible traffic. I was totally wrong.
Yeah.
That traffic isn't bad there. Now I don't see a lot of people using the bike lane, but that's, you know, the point is that we've got a trail system that people can come in and walk or run that covers miles, you know, dozens of miles along the Sacramento River and all this. I can't wait to see what happens with the
Sacramento. Yeah, it's been beautiful.
Yeah, I want to jump back to Moffa Vineyards, and so I want to kind of
not vineyards, cellars.
Cellars, cellars, exactly. How is it going to look to us in the future? You've been an integral part of the community.
Yeah.
We've all loved the events. We're still going to be able to come and visit
The tasting room is open. Right now it's just open, for music on the lawn on Friday evenings. That starts a little bit later because it's hot, so we're starting about 7:30, but I think, you know, people start showing up about 6:30. We have got an amazing band next Friday, the 25th, and it's Bartosh. So this is a group from the Grindstone Cigar Group Club.
I gotta get that guy on too.
He is so good.
This Grindstone has been around a long time.
It has. It's got a great story. You would love it. But they're going to be playing on the 25th. Smokin' Joe's is coming out with a food truck. It's going to be so much fun. So we're excited about that. So we're trying to really take advantage of the outdoor space, which we have. Tasting room remains open Saturdays and Sundays, basically 2 to 5. And then we will be having lots of sales that keep happening because we've also – another thing we learned is our wine was a little more expensive than would that would warrant for our area because our area is a little more just not
– conservative in pricing.
In pricing, yeah. We just – our price point was too high. So we're being a little more strategic there. And it does cost a lot of money to make wine.
Exactly.
And we have an SBA loan we need to pay. So please buy wine.
And if you're going to buy wine, buy mostly family
sellers
wine.
Yeah.
Because,
where you come
as
guest and leave as family.
There you go. Well, you know, the whole thing is we have to, especially during this COVID thing, is because the big box stores, as we know, we're not hurt. And Amazon, you know, grew.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
and you know, so you've got Bezos has more money than probably half the countries in the world.
Yeah,
and I saw something the other day that somebody wrote because there's a place in town that sells Jefferson State gear.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
And there's, oh, I'm not going to go there. And, you have no right to sell that. And it's like, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And it's a local store.
That's
and
right.
And you know what? If you don't agree with it, fine.
Right.
And, I go down to Ace on Eureka. And because it's close to my house, the people are just really nice
there.
They
are good people.
They help you.
Yeah.
I've rented power washers there. That was that comment I made about the power washer that I rented, and I prayed for it to break down, and it never did. It cost me 10 hours of my life power washing.
I think the secret is to remind people that think about your purchases, even if it's a small one.
Yeah.
Can you get that at a business that's owned by a local person?
Right.
Yes.
A locally owned business instead of the big box retail stores?
Right. Well, I tell
they're
people.
They're the ones that really suffered during
this. I tell people that, you know, we, nothing against BevMo here in town, but I do tell people, well, they deliver. They don't do that. And I deliver free of charge. I've gone to Cottonwood. I've gone to some far out places in Cottonwood. I prefer not to drive as far out, almost to Red Bluff for those, but that's been who we are. We deliver because then we're face to face. We put something they enjoy in their hands. And, you know, if I could ask one thing of people in our community, and it would be spend money when you have it locally. Go to our restaurants, buy wine, go buy beer, whatever it is, but spend it locally. And boy, I mean, I think of, not to get back on the recall, but that amount of money that's going to that, I think, oh my gosh, if that much money went into all the businesses, what a difference that would make. And I know that's just part of the thing. So, but I always think how it affects me.
Yeah.
Well, no, we all do.
Yeah.
And you can't help, but you know, when things happen is how it affects us. But, I think the bottom line that I would like people to take away today is that we have a lot of great local businesses.
We do.
That do so much for people, like multifamily sellers and so many others, and that we can agree to disagree.
Yep.
But let's just keep moving forward here, because this recall is going to pass.
It needs to play its way out.
It's going to go on one way or the other.
That's exactly right.
And we need to not forget that, that there's going to be a time after the recall, my friends. And so are you going to end everything over this? Are you going to end everything because somebody in your family voted for Trump or somebody voted for Biden?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's.
I will tell you, and that's an uncomfortable thing, is there are families out there that are simply not speaking to each other because of this whole divide. We've got to get beyond it, accept it, take it for what it is, and move on.
I used to tell my boys, remember, you are a Mosley, and act that way. And so I feel that about Reading. Remember that you are Reading, and act that way.
And we'll let that end on our show. Mimi Mosley, thank you so much. Mosley Family Sellers for coming in. Marty, if you're listening to this somehow, maybe you are. We miss you, buddy, and we'll see you soon. Tomorrow, House of Realty. I love these guys coming on House of Realty because, one, they are so knowledgeable, but two, they're funnier than hell.
Yeah, I enjoyed my visit with them last time.
Everybody, have a great day. Remember, it's going to be really hot today, so be careful out there. Do not leave your animals. Or